The fugitive, officially accused of no crime until this morning, whose whereabouts have not been much of a secret, who's committed to the idea that perhaps there should be no secrets at all, turns himself in to British police. Julian Assange, under arrest. A sticky wicket for the founder of WikiLeaks. Or is it bombs away for all his unleaked bombshells? Calling a bluff in the age of internet espionage, the leaker comes in to the cold. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Julian Assange under arrest. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, December 7th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is away for a few days. In the studio with me is friend of The Takeaway and local development strategist Majora Carter. Good morning.
Hello.
We're going to have a discussion about climate change with the Majora Carter and the top-down versus bottom-up approach to social change. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. Within the past hour, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange turned himself in to British police after they received a Swedish warrant for his arrest. Joining us now is the BBC's Mark Gregory. Mark, good morning. This is not unexpected, but there is a new twist in that he's been officially charged with a crime. Correct, Mark?
That is correct. It's been reported that Mr. Assange has been in Britain for quite some time. And as you know, the Swedish authorities have been chasing him on various counts of alleged rape and molestation of two Swedish ladies. So formally, this has got nothing to do with what WikiLeaks has been doing and the release of all these sensitive cables on the activities of the American government and various other governments around the world. This is something that the authorities say at least is entirely coincidental. And there had been all sorts of suggestions that Mr. Assange had kept himself hidden. But in fact, his lawyer said last week that this has never been the case, that the British authorities have known where he is for some time. And the reason it's taken so long to arrest him, in a sense, is because it took them quite a while for the Swedish authorities to get their extradition papers in order.
Exactly.
And it's only now that they've got the paperwork sorted out and he's now given himself up.
So next steps, Mark Gregory, does Julian Assange's lawyers go to work in London to prevent extradition, or do they go to work in Sweden to fight these charges?
Well, I dare say they're going to do both. The first thing that happens is he appears at an initial court hearing in London. It seems very unlikely that anything will get thrown out at this stage. But, of course, all sorts of procedures would have to be gone through
Indeed.
Before he's actually taken off to Sweden, where, of course, he faces these serious criminal charges.
BBC's Mark Gregory talking about the arrest of Julian Assange, who turned himself in to British police, accused by Swedish authorities of sexual molestation and rape, among other charges we learned this morning. President Obama and Republicans reach a deal on tax cuts here in Washington. If approved, the compromise would extend unemployment benefits while keeping Bush-era tax cuts in place for all income levels, including the wealthiest Americans. The president says he doesn't like some parts of the deal, but doesn't want to raise taxes for middle-class Americans or drop jobless benefits.
I'm not willing to let working families across this country become collateral damage for political warfare here in Washington.
The package will add about $900 billion to the national debt over the next 2 years. Another big story, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear Walmart's bid to block the largest ever class action suit filed on behalf of 1.5 million current and former female employees. The suit alleges female employees were passed over for promotions on a systematic basis and paid less than men. The Defense Secretary Robert Gates landed at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan this morning. The unannounced trip is being billed as a holiday season thank you to the 100,000 U.S. troops, many of which are part of the surge of the Obama administration. The Treasury Department says it is set to sell its remaining 2.4 billion shares of Citigroup. The bailout of Citigroup will leave taxpayers with a profit of $12 billion. Looking at the markets, Asian markets mixed, European indices up, futures are up, the Dow gets underway at 11,362, the S&P opens at 1,223, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,594. Coming up, Majora Carter and I and David Biello of Scientific American talk about the climate talks in Cancun. Stay with us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.